This is Summer of StoryCorps on 90.5 WESA, where each week we bring you stories from Pittsburghers recorded by StoryCorps last fall. I'm Maria Scapoletto. This week, former Pennsylvania Supreme Court Justice Cynthia Baldwin. Cynthia Baldwin served on the state's high court from 2006 to 2008. Before that, she spent nearly two decades as a judge on the Allegheny County Court of Common Pleas. Her legal career has been long and included many achievements and milestones, but as she told her husband, Arthur, she wasn't predestined for a life in law.
Did you always want a career in the law?
I've been asked that question a lot because I was the first African-American woman elected to the Allegheny County Court of Common Pleas, and I'm only the second African-American woman to have served on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. To tell you the truth, though, I never really contemplated a career in the law until after I received my master's in American literature. I really think that my interest in the law went back to my parents. My parents were probably one of the few parents that read the Brown versus Board of Education to me at the dinner table.
Yeah.
They also read about the death of Emmett Till to me and told me the kinds of things that meant. But it wasn't until 1977, 11 years after I received my bachelor's degree and 3 years after I received my master's degree, I took the LSATs and then began law school at age 32 at Duquesne University. As you know, our children were 4 and 8 at the time.
Yes, I remember.
And I would never have really gone if you hadn't given me that final push when you said, if you really want to go to law school, you better go because you're not getting any younger.
I remember that. Okay, tell me something that happened in your childhood that still influences you today.
I still remember an incident that happened to me when I was in seventh grade. And I was a student at Walnut Street School in McKeesport. Our spelling teacher announced that she was going to hold a spelling contest and that whoever won, the first three people who won, she was going to take to Buell Planetarium, to the spelling bee for the whole region, and she was going to take us to lunch in downtown Pittsburgh. Yeah. So the next day, we had this spelling test. I was in the top three. I had come in second, and my teacher called me outside the room. The reason that she wasn't going to take me is that some of the restaurants in Pittsburgh were still segregated. And she didn't want to take me to lunch, and she didn't want to have, you know, that responsibility on her.
Okay. I want to just tell you that I said this before, that not only do I love you, but your family loves you. Anything you want to add?
I enjoyed this conversation. I really did. I mean, when we started it, I didn't know that I would enjoy it as much, but thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I enjoyed it as well, very much so. Very proud of you.
Former Pennsylvania Supreme Court Justice Cynthia Baldwin speaking with her husband Arthur as part of Summer of StoryCorps. Find more online at WESA.FM.
Summer of StoryCorps is made possible by Hilda and Freddie Fu and the Pittsburgh Foundation.